I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Native leaders say Canada needs to do more than raise awareness of the legacy of residential schools, and a 40-year-old totem pole is rededicated to a new home in Juneau, Alaska. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Canadians marked National Truth and Reconciliation Day across the country this week to remember the victims of Canada's residential school system. In Ottawa and other major cities, solemn ceremonies were held to reflect on the legacy of the schools. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, many say remembering is not enough. A totem pole was raised at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center in Juneau, Alaska over the weekend. Though it's new to the center, the porcupine and beaver kutia is almost 40 years old. It was carved by late master clinket carver Amos Wallace. For decades, it lived inside the U.S. Forest Service office in Juneau, but it was rededicated to its new home inside the visitor center. Amos's son, Brian Wallace, was at the ceremony. He says it means a lot to him to know that his father's work will now live where thousands, perhaps millions, of visitors will see it. The pole was raised ahead of Orange Shirt Day, which recognizes the effects of boarding schools on Indigenous communities. The carver was one of many Alaska Native children removed from their families and forcibly assimilated at government or church-run institutions. Wallace says the trauma from that experience deeply impacted his father, who found healing through his art. Wallace says he hopes it can do the same for the people who will look at the totem pole in the years to come. The pole also signifies another step toward tribal sovereignty. According to the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, the tribe helped make the move possible and hosted the rededication ceremony. A year ago, the tribe and the U.S. Forest Service signed a memorandum of agreement to co-manage the Mendenhall Glacier Recreation Area together to better educate visitors on Indigenous history of the area. The tribe hired 10 tribal members this summer to work as ambassadors at the visitor center, sharing their personal connections to culture and the land. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.